Sunday afternoon saw the heart of Innisfil transform Innisfil Beach Road from its usual bustle to the festive spirit for the Santa Claus parade. Taking just over an hour to make its way through the route, the parade started at Innisfil Beach Park, traveling west on Innisfil Beach Road and concluded at Jans Boulevard. The route was closed to vehicles and intersections were staffed with police. Some smatterings of rain and some flakes of snow happened over the duration of the event, but there was no major amount of precipitation. Bill and Wendy Hill brought their rain gear in case they had to deal with a downpour and their kids were off the ground in a wagon, covered with an umbrella. It's not a big tragedy to get rain or snow, it just adds to the fun, unless they get soaked, aiming his thumb in the direction of the children. Donna Feldman was one of the dozens of youngsters along the route who had letters for Santa. She wouldn't divulge what she was asking for or give any clues to her list. There were helpers on hand who were collecting the notes to facilitate replies while Canada Post is challenged by current conditions. Innisfil Community Events Corporation said the theme for 2024 was Christmas movies. There was another theme that appeared, dogs. There were dozens of dogs on the sidelines, some in coats and some cozied up on laps. There were even some in the back of a minivan with their owners. There were many dogs in the parade, in various costumes. The most interesting pet in attendance was a goat. Mocha, who is 1.5 years old and an indoor house pet, was out to keep her owner company. Covered with blankets to keep her warm, Mocha was more there as emotional support animal for her owner. Described by her keeper as a spoiled princess, she was quiet and seemed to enjoy the crowd. There were also an abundance of Grinches this year. Inflated decorations and costumed characters. The final float brought the usual wide eyes and screams from the younger attendees. They tried to get the attention of Santa as he talked to the crowd wearing a headset, asking many if they had been good boys and girls, and even some of the police officers stationed along the route. Sponsors of the parade include Electrical Elite, Alcona Waterproofing, Spring Tree Farm Corporation, Ace Web Services, Mattamy Homes, San Diego Homes, K Winters Sanitation, Sandy Cove Marine, Cooper Equipment Rentals, Horodinsky Farms, and 400 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.